It's all on.
You've got to put one match today, for me.
Okay. You want this on? Okay, down.
Okay, good morning. The Meisoscher says in Sefer Likutei Marzo, a murder ticket diuk. Parshas Baloischo is the 36th parsha in the Torah, which he connects to the what he writes in the Meisoscher and Chanukah, Kiyudua, from Tehillah Rikeach, that there are 36 times the words Eir, Meiris, or Neiris in the Torah, which corresponds to the 36 Mesechtes and Chas, which corresponds to the 36 hours of the Marishan was Mishamish with the Eir Hagonos before it was hidden. And we find, says the Rikeach, that on the words Vayar Likim as the Eir Ki Toiv, on the letter Tes of Toiv, just four tagim, and 4 times 9 is 36. So Kumt Oiz, the Parshas Baloischo, the 36th Parsha, is connected to the Gili of the Eir Hagonos, which is Mefurish and Zohar HaKadosh, that when Aaron kindled the menorah, he was mamshich this hidden light down in the world. And that's how the Sforim Taich says in Pasuk, Bayaf Kain Aaron, Lahagit Shivcha Shal Aaron Shal Ishina. What's the greatness here? Bechal the Sforim, there's a whole bunch of midrashim which are pleased. The medrash written in Venish in the Pasha, Baalois Chosaneiris, Hado, the Chsiv Hashem Chofet, Lman Tzidkoi, Yagdul Teiru V'yad. What does Yagdul Teiru V'yad got to do with Pasha Baalois Chosaneiris? There's another medrash plea which says Pesach Vorecha Yoyer made me besoyin. The opening words of Hashem make foolish people smart. And says Misham, since the Abish to start off with Yehi Oyer, Mikan Yavinu Akol Beyiftchu B'Divrei Torah. What does that mean? What's the connection? Like, hello, and why they say Beyiftchu B'Divrei Torah? So Bilam, they should learn Divrei Torah. Another medrash plea is Omar Ashvi Simcha Leish B'Mayin Lefiv. The Abish said Yehi Oyer, and therefore Be'alikim is Oyer Ki Toiv. Well, the pshat is there's another Medrash Pliya which says Medrash Yalkut. The Abish says to Rishoy, Ani Amarti Hichei, Va'atem Amartin Loike, Chayechem Alkein Liyur Kumu Rishoyim Ba'Mishpat. It's a what does that mean? Because in all, I said this like 1,000 times, in all my siberations, it says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi, whatever, Vayichein, Vayichein, Vayichein. The only time it doesn't say Vayichein, that the thing that was created, that was Mezgala, was not, let's see what the Abishter said, was by Oyer. It says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer, doesn't say Vayichein, it says, Vayoyer. Why? Because the Abishter saw the light was too powerful, the world can't be suivable as a deep, inner, penetrating light. So, Gonzoi L'Tzadikim L'Asulavi. The Abish to hid this light for Tzadikim L'Asulavi. L'Asulavi in context does not mean like a messianic time. Says the Shalom. When a person learns Torah, which Torah is Oyer, you're Megala every time a shtickle from the Oyer Hagonz. And this, because of the Rishoyim, the Abish did not say and ultimately, as Chazal say, the ultimate mishpat of Rishoyim was the Eibishter will take the Chama Minartika, and Megala, the Ur, and Rishoyim are Midoyinavoy and Tzadikim who already slowly acclimatized themselves to this light, they'll be able to be Nen from it. And in Sforim HaKadoshim, the Aaron HaKoyen, who was Bedugma of the Harishon, and we know the 7 Kanei HaMenorah are connected to 7 Ushpizin, etc., etc. He was Mesakin to Eir HaGonos. That it doesn't say in Bereshis, Vayichein, that's what Aaron brought down. Vayas Kein Aaron, Lahagit Shivcha Shal Aaron, Shal Yishino. And that's why it says in Pasuk, Eir Zeru LaTzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. So Chazal say, Imar and Tainis, L'tzadikim l'oira u'yisharim l'simcha. What's pshat? People are ahicha madrega. When they tap into the oir, oir is gimachia roz. They see the secret, the depth, the profundity of it. That's the oir. Layeshore is people who don't know the soides, the secrets of Torah, the tinius of Torah, but they learn Poshet, Moshe Benazik, when they learn Gemara. Then Al Kapanim, they have Layeshore, Lishri Lay, the Simcha, because, as Rambam says, Ein Simcha Geheter Asveikis. So that's what we get when we learn Torah, we tap into this light. And therefore, in other words, it should have been Lamed Vav with a Vav, that's the 36th, which is representative of the Er HaGoz. And Rishonim say, Loikein, when they make from Lamed Vav, they turn into a Aleph. So Lamed Vav becomes Lamed Aleph, which says the McDonald's Eliezer is the secret of Shiches Loi Loi, which God appears in the service 7 times in Chumash, connected to 7 Yimei Breishis. And therefore, all the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the Chanukah Sateder from the Rebbe Heschel, the Sefer Amud Yeshiva, and the Malbim in his Sefer, Eretz Chemda, etc., etc. That is the Gadlus from Aaron, Lahagid Shifroi, Al Cain, he brought down the Cain. And Loi Shina, Yud Mishaneh, from Loi with an Aleph into Loi with a Vav. And therefore, the Medrash says, "Hadol to Siva Hashem Chofit to Mantig to Yagul Teira the Yadir." That through learning Teira, one comes to the Er Hagonus, which is Nimshach when Bisprat on Chanukah, and therefore by Tzedek Pasuk, by Yehud Devois the Er of the Simchah of the Kar came to you. Or we say in the Piyut, Va'achar came Bo Vanecho, the Likud Leir to Chasu Chavo. It will Mamshach the Inyan of Cain. By the way, what is the milu of the word Cain? They're very simple. Chof pei. Hello, chof nun min. Chof is chof pei. Nun is nun of nun. You got the gematria? Imakoyu?
208.
You can count?
207.
Which is gematria oir. Right? Hello? And that's what? What?
Imakoyu.
I said Imakoyu. Yeah? No, he was not Imakoyu. He was in two koils. Right? And that's the lotion of the Python. You say on Musaf of Yom Neroim, Oyer Oylam Ba'itzar Achayim. The Oyer Oylam, which is the Oyer HaGonus, where did it go? Ba'itzar Achayim. Why do we have light today? Oyeris Me Oyfel, the light today is only to protect us from the darkness. Why? Hu Omar Vayeh, because the Abish said, Yehi. And it didn't say Vayichain, and therefore we're missing this light. And this on this light it says Zoyrakovish says the Pasuk Marav Tuvchash of the Fanto Lirecho, this is the good that the Abishter hid. And as the Marinayim says in Parashat Mikates, this is the light of Mashiach upon which it says in Pasuk Arachti Ner le Mashiach. This is the light of Mashiach, etc., etc. Untifrigaret. There's a fascinating Agur the Pirka from the Bnei Yisrael who writes that if a person is learning and he has a shverikait and he can't come to heads or tails in the Gemara or whatever, learn Parshas HaMenorah in the Torah and via Iru Ein of you, and it's Merumah the Seven Svarim Ze Maise HaMenorah Miksha. Anything is Miksha. Learn because in Parshas HaMenorah, which you read about, this is the Menorah is the Er HaGonus, and therefore Yagdul Teira says the Gemara elsewhere on the pasuk Ha'am HaHolchem B'Choshech Heimaro Er Godul. Er Godul is the Er which comes in the Choshech, that is the Er HaGonus. And Lahoyer, just to give you one gimachia today, not much today. Your iru shiva saneira is gimachia abito niflois miterezecho. We should be able to be zeicha to see the wonders the niflois miterezecho. Niflois is gimachia er hagonos of tzadikim, etc., etc., etc. I'm not going to tell you there's 100 rayas that this all connected to geula, etc., etc. Okay. Now what's pshat? What does it got to do with us and our avodas Hashem? Let me just be mocked in one nekuda, which you're not going to understand at all. I don't understand it. I can't give you to understand. But I don't understand. But bechal, there's a general principle I said 1,000 times by Chanukah, brought in Marinayim, Sfarim HaKadoshim. The Gemara says in Shabbos of Aleph that Tzilus Ushmanim She'ein Madlikim and B'Shabbos Madlikim and B'Chanukah, which the Taich in Sfarim HaKadoshim is those neshamas. Nefesh is ner tzilu shemen, that you can't make on fire on Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't affect them. Over Chanukah, because Chanukah is when the Shekhinah comes down, the Matzah Mi'asoret Chochim. And therefore, the Avodah Yisrael, the Kodesh of Maggid says, that's the Indian, that you're madlik the Neiros Chanukah al Pesach, basically in Machutz, to be mayor, to shine, to illuminate, to those people who Adha Idna are like Mimachutz, they're outside of the realm. You penetrate into them. Because Chanukah is the Indian of Midas Ahoy Kirdua, and Hoy is the Kisvei Arizal, is the Indian of Chayn, Chinun, the Chanoisi Eze Asher Ochin, Rechamti Eze Asher Arachim, and the Gemara says the Brachas, Alpha Pishene Hogun, Alpha Pishene Kedai. Chanukah is able to reach what we call parts, people that otherwise are unreachable. It's the light of Chanukah by the Chanukah comes from the word as a root in it, Chayn. And there's a chen. Chen is not logical. Chen is irrational. When the Gemara says in Soita, Gimel Chen is a chen ishal baila, says Rashi, apo pishi b'chuevs. Even if it's ugly, from that second, there's a chen. Chen is not based on logic. So let me just throw in one more vort, which is like, wow. It's like one of, you'll never understand it, but it's like awesome. Are you? Oh, let me just add one more vort. The Ozerover in the Sefer Be'er Moshe says one vote, one extra vote, Nipella, Ner Chanukah, which is the Yuzgalas of Ragonos, it was the seven Oysias, is Gimachia 3, 4, 6, which is Gimachia Ari. Who's the, yes, who's the one kindling the, I'm out of my mind. Get, Ner Chanukah with the seven Oysias is Gimachia 3, 4, 6, which is Gimachia Rabbi Rotzen. And who are din Aaron HaKoyin with the eight letters in the Tukalim is also Gimatria Rotsen, which means there's a Rotsen. We'll talk about it in a minute. And this Rotsen is Lemaila from Tamvodas, which the Eibishter has towards Torah Mitzvahs, towards Kol Yisrael, etc., etc. And you tap into this Rotsen through Chanukah, through Ner Chanukah, through Aaron HaKoyin, through the Menorah, etc., etc. What this means in Arab Avodas Hashem, let me just be makdim one vort, which is like incredible. The McDonald's Eliezer just adds a vort at the end of this long shtickle. There's a Zohar HaKadosh. Tikkun HaZohar. Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, you're not going to understand this. Don't even expect to understand. But like awesome. It's like wow. It's like shocking. Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Rishveho Rishvei shall have as Yud Kei. It says in Tikkun HaZohar that when you have to kindle the menorah, you need this light. The shall have as, the fire, the flame, comes from Yud Kei. Hello, the letters Yud Kei. One of Hashem's names. Hello, what in the world does this mean? So it's brought in Shara Kavonis, Rav Chaim Vital, like a Muri de Gimachi. Oy, Gevalt. If you take Yud Kei, how would you spell it? Yud Kei. Well, Yud is a Yud Vav Dal. That's 20, right? But Hey, there's three Milui. There's Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, and Hey Yud. If you add three times Yud, which is 60. Hello? 3 times 20? Anyone out there? Rabbi Sternbrook, we need you here. That's right. What?
3 times Yud?
Yud Vav Dalet, my dear sweet holy brother. No, you got to be on the ball. You've got so much to say and so little time to say it. Yud Vav Dalet is 20. Right? With 3 miluim. Yeah, hello? How much is 20 times 3? 60. I'm making it easier for you, right? Hey Aleph is 6. Hey Hey is 10. Hey Yud is 15. What do I got? What? What do I got? 31?
Yes,
yeah, good, fine. Plus, add 31 to 60, how much do I got?
91.
91 is Gimachi, as every school trail knows, Havayana. Great, that's great. Now, what would it be if you take the UK and you times it? You're, right? Vedera Chako. Now, work, wait that way. Yud Vav Dal, 20. Times Hey Yud, how much is 20 times 15?
300.
And how much is Yud Vav Dalet times Yud KK? 10?
200.
200. And how much is Yud Vav Dalet 20 times Hey Aleph, which is 6? 120. Rabbi Sternbuch. Now, if I have 300 plus 200 plus 120, what do I got?
620.
What? 620. You don't have to be a Kabbalist to figure out that 620 is Gematria Keser. You with me? Add the Keser, 620, to the 91 we had originally. What do I got?
711.
Which is Gematria Ishti, which is why the H comes from the Zohar says, Ishti Isha. Have a Yud Hey. Hello, you with me? So, what do I got? 620 plus 91, I got 711, which is what? Ishti. Yes, you with me so far? Now add to the 711. This would be Luyin Bilvad. Hello? So Yud is always Bavdal. Hello? Hey is an Aleph, a Hey, and a Yud. What do I got? An additional 26. How much is 711 plus 26?
737.
Huh? Not 711 plus the 26?
737.
737, which is Gematria Shalheves. That's Pshat, Shalheves, Oyla, Me'eleo. Me'eleo is Mole Yudke. I don't begin to understand what I'm talking about. Mole Yudke from the Miluyim of the Yudke. You will see this whole Cheshbin. I got my Shalheves. And Yudke, you're not going to be a genius. 26 of Gematria Avaya. So when you add the Hagid Shvachish or Aaron, that he was able to bring the Abish of the Yudke, the Shemavaya, into the equation, and therefore you had the Shalheves, Oyla, Me'eleo. Okay, Mari, hello. What I see from this, I'm a simple person, right? Is that the Usher of Rebbe spoke about the Rotsen being connected to Ner Chanukah, Rotsen being connected to Aaron. And the Migdal Eliezer, was the Berks HaSarov, who's the Aiden of the Kalaria, he says he connects it to Keser. Now, what does this mean, Pasha, on simple issues? Let me just try to explain. You think I'm speaking like a Himalayan, it's Pasha Mamish, one of the most important Divrei Chizuk you'll ever hear. What is Keser? Keser is, sorry, Magdashin, basic Kabbalah 101, is connected to Rots. Rots, a person's will, the Abrahams' will. What is Keser Rots? So, on the simplest of levels, I'm a simple guy. Anyone ever learned like 101, right? Basic, serious, basic Kabbalah will know. Keser is connected to Rots. What does that mean? This is a question about this Hashem. Okay, let me try to explain it as simply as I can. I'm quoting now from Rebbe Zilber, a few places. You have a person. A person. The Atzmi Yisrael. Or the Eibishter. Who's Ein Sof. Right? Then he is Nizgala in his Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvurfet, his Seichel and his Midas. Ardus, and then it drifts away from the Levushim, Machshava Divar Mais. Is the person synonymous with his midas, with his seichel and midas? Earth calling? Definitely not. You are not your wisdom. You are not your chesed. There's you. Keser is what's called in Kabbalah the rot. Keser, Kabbalistically, is very complicated. Whether it's counted amongst the spheres, it's not counted. Sometimes it is counted. When it is counted, you don't count Das. When Das is counted, Keser is not counted. Because Keser is connected to Rotsen, and Rotsen is not just an external manifestation of who you are. The Rotsen is connected to your Etzem. Am I... Yeah? How do I know? Put a simple Chumash Rashi. Pasuk in Yesh Es Nafshechem. What's Nafshechem? Ritzoyich, your Rotsen. The Etzem of a person is Ritzoyich Ois in his Rotsen. Who you are, how you define yourself, right, is based primarily on your Rotsen. It's a Gemara Baba. If Boy is aimless, the Gemara Baba, Reish Baba Kama, Mave, according to Rav, is the Odom, in the Boyan Boyu, that what is the Atzmius of the Nefesh of a person, his Rotsen. Once you have, now Rotsen is based on, Rotsen means your will, right? Your desire. Rotsen is based on Seichel. Hello? Common sense. Yes or no? If you want something, it's because you understand its mileage, advantage. No. If it's based on Seichel, so it's not your Rotsen, it's your Seichel. Rotsen means you have free will, right? everything is equal, and I choose X over Y. If you're coerced, you're forced, even I'll be seichel to choose one over the other, so it's not your rotsin, it's your seichel talking. Therefore, the principle of all svarim akdashim is ein tam l'rotsin. Rotsin is higher than seichel. And just like this is true vis-a-vis a human being, al derech zeh by the Eibishter, the Eibishter's rotsin is higher than his chachma and his bina and all the other midas that he has. Does that make sense? So the tchilas, his galus of the Eibishter in the world, comes from mitzad his rotsin. All of the Eibishter had a rotsin to create a world. And al derech zeh, when you create a mishkan, which I'm not going into, and I've discussed in the past, the building of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash is me'ein b'riyas ha'oilov, as Chazal say in numerous places. The ikar of the Mishkan is what? The rotz, hisnadvus halev, the desire of a person, is called ish asher yidvenli. Okay. Based on this, you can understand, it says somewhere else, tifa vort. Torah and mitzvahs is the rotz, the etzem, the eibish is rotz. The Eibishter's Rotzen, Dritzicho, is Eibishter. And the Eibishter is Ein Sof. He's believable, without any boundaries, any limitations. Hello? Therefore, when the Eibishter wanted to give Torah and Mitzvahs to Kal Yisrael, the Malachim give like a shame, and he's Tkit his Karenna. Because the Eibishter's Torah is Rechava Mitzvah Chom Ha'oid, is Ein Sof. Right? How can you give Torah and Mitzvahs to a human being who is a Gvul, who is limited, who is finite? What is the schar of Torah Mitzvahs? You got Elam Haba. Elam Haba is the chweiter believable. I chweiter ain't so. Hello? Is the charaya tifer galet? It's very, very deep. In order that through your Torah and Mitzvahs you should be zoicha to Elam Haba, to ain't so, to something which is unbelievably high, right? That's a chweistrik. You have to express in your Torah and Mitzvahs something also which is above. The word midas, I always say, comes from the word midas, limitations, boundaries. Even your chachma, I know you have an IQ of 347, you speak 14 languages fluently, but you're limited. Therefore, when you do Torah and mitzvahs, the ikr is what? The rotsin. Because your rotsin is unlimited. Your rotsin is just a neshama, which the chelek is coming out. That's why in mitzvahs there's a big inyan of hidur. Hidur mitzvah. What is the mile of a hidur mitzvah? Or mila dechazidusa. Because when I do the mitzvah, I am limited. And every mitzvah, the mitzvahs of the mitzvah has gevulim. Azoy and azoy, not this way, but that way, it has midas, etc., etc. How do I tap into the infinity of Torah and mitzvahs? Dafka through the Hebrew mitzvah, through the mila dechazidusa, etc. And that shows that my emes might have a rotsin in the mitzvah, and my rotsin is ein sof. And that's how I quote Nachas Ruach to the Bashefer, and I'm Zoycha Al Yidei Zeh, also loving to get my schar in Olam Haba. And that becomes the person. And when a person serves the Eibishter with the Rotsen, as opposed to a cold, calculated, just does the mitzvah, looking at the clock, can't wait to get out of shul, I can't wait to finish the mitzvah, and get onto something that I enjoy, right? When a person does a mitzvah with a geshmak, with a cheshik, with a rotsin, then it's b'chele yatir, with extra kuchas, and the rotsin itself expands and enlarges his limitations, that he's able to, that things that here the two were not doable, were beyond his kuchas tivium, it expands to him. Al-Derech, the Gemara says in Megillah of Zion, Rafcha l'besim mishlich. A person has a little, I can only eat kach v'kach. But if it's kishmak, if it's sweet, says Rashi, then I always find place in my stomach for the extra, which normally I couldn't fit in. Avram Shor says, and Amir Dikavor, the word rotsen is mamnish, the same gematria and the same letters as the word rifyuy. Except, in rotsen there's a tzaddik, and when you break the tzaddik, which symbolizes breaking kedusha, then you get, instead of a tzaddik, you get a pei yud, which is saying gimachi. When do you have a rifyun in Torah mitzvahs? When there's no rotsin, the rotsin is felt, because of a person who tamed himself, etc., etc., right? And you get a rifyun. And therefore, the Eitzah, the school, the Neged Rifyin, the Srashlus, is Dafke Rotzen. That when a person has Rotzen, there's nothing you cannot do. You could rise above your natural limitations. Now, where do I see this in this week's parasha? I'm going to just quote you from the Bera Parasha, Melech Birman. All these things, like whatever, it puts it together nicely in this week's parasha. You remember, let's start from the beginning. The topic I want to talk about actually today is Pesach Sheni. Give me a hakdama there. Giving up the parasha of Balizu, Taneiris, says Rashi, Lom, and Nisuch, the parasha, and the parasha of the Nesiim. Because the Nesiim, each one brought a korban for Chanukah Samishkon, and Aaron Chol Shadaiti, he wasn't participating. Lehuvel Eshifte, Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, what does Chayecha mean? On your life. Right? Shalchog Gedolim Mishalem, yours is greater than theirs, your madlik and native is something there. Which, by the way, the Rabban says, the Chanukah, the Aragonos, etc. Yeah. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka, it's a mighty Tikkavur, it's half of the hell. Why is Shalchog Gedolim, the Avoid of Aaron, greater than the Nazim? Because Chayecha, Sigater on Lev. If you have something which is part of your life and you don't consider it, not alive without it, it's Chayecha, it's I'll get up to the famous verse from the middle of Belzerev. Umal Hashem lekech levavcha v'zvav zarecha l'man chayecha. What do you mean, Hashem will be mal? I, your heart. I, there's a principle that what? Hakol b'dei shemayim chus miyir shemayim. The answer is, it's not just a madrigich l'man chayecha. Once Tayir Nitzis becomes your life, then the Eibishter has no alternative but umal Hashem lekech. I'll get up to the famous chapter of Lisharim. It's far more Hakol b'dei shemayim. There's no alternative. What you ask for Yerushalayim, and it's Man Chayecha, that's why it's important. Argos Haboyim, we say in Davni, Avinakihem Chayenu Ve'erich Yomenu, Va'avotcha Al Tafir Menu. Hello, why is that relation? Because once it's Kihem Chayenu, then Al Korcho, he brings the story here from the Klusharim, there was never Chachosin who didn't have children. And he came to the Klusharim for a broch, and the Klusharim said to him, Gezrani alecha, you shouldn't tidrich kafraglecha on my shvel, on my threshold, until you have Yeshua and have kids. He kicked him out of the gate. Get off, beat it, scream. I don't want to see you until you have children. Anyway, he waited with gefelchagaguim shishtiku to see his rebbe, and he came. And the Chiddush Rebbe said, "Dusa felt. I was thinking that you need a bracha for zara shachayim. Hello." But I'm going to be goyzer that you can't come to me unless you have children. To see your Rebbe, and therefore the Eibush will be mukhr to give you children. Since you came anyway, you lose it. The whole avoida of the shtoytus is rotz, and that's what is goyrim, not as rotz. The Eibush says, "Yechshim afilu the mechita shel barzel men yisrael abim shemayim." Through a rotz, and you break it. He brings the amaisa and the blazer and murders the amaisa. You'll know it. Rebbe Lazer ben Hurkins was Chayresh, the son of the Oviv, and he was crying. His father asked him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I want to learn Torah." His father said, "Like, are you crazy? Like, I can just see the modern equivalent. Are you crazy? You're 28 years old. You can't just get Aleph base. Total Amor Teres. Hello? Now you want to start learning? Now 28, you're going to go to Yeshiva? Sit and get married, and you'll have kinder, and you'll bring your kids to whatever, and you're going to go to Torah." For 2 weeks he continued in the field, and he was oismensch. For 2 weeks he didn't eat. Didn't eat. Comes Elio Anovi and says, "Ben Hurkinus, why are you crying? Why are you so? Why the long face?" He said, "I want to learn Torah." He says, "Go to Yerushalayim, to Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, he'll teach you Torah." From this came the great Rabbi Lozer, Agodol, the Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva. So, Meritigavort. The guy is 28 years old. He can't say Kriya Shema, he can't daven, he can't bench, he can't do anything. He can't even even. How was he Zeuchat to Gilileo? Think about it. Is the Charaya that if a person has a Rotsen, Ein L'chadavar, and there are Rotsen, is nothing you can't do. Rotsen is the same letters as Sinar. Hello? You have the same square, Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says in Ksuvat Afzamah Gimel that Kalba Zavu, his shver, was menadim, he should have any hanoah from my nechof. He comes back 24 years later, with 24,000 Talmidim, and Kalbasabu, the Shver, wants to be Matir Nedim. So he comes to Rabbi Akiva, he says, Adaitid the Hachi, that you know that I come back with a Rabbi Shalom and Agulah, with all these tens of thousands of Talmidim, would you have been Matir me from the Chos Nechseich? He says, no, Toises. But you can't make a Pesach Harotza bin Noilut when you have factors that didn't exist at the time you made the Nedim. Hello? Says Toisvis, it's not called a Noilah because Kibun Shahalach Lebei Rav, once he went to learn to Yeshiva, Derechu Behoi Lechum Mechinas Adam Gozer. If you go in Yeshiva, you'll Zichra become an Adam Gozer. Hello? Have you ever met Bachram coming back Ben Azmanim?
Yeah.
Is everybody an Adam Gozer?
Yeah.
Rabbi Kibun, no. Is the Charaya, what does it depend on?
The
Rosh. If you're a Bekiva, you just went, you know nothing at the moment, right? But you have a Rosin, there's nothing you can do. And therefore, even from the Satmareva, the Kamari Tikavor, we say, Kizeh, Kama, Nichsif, Nichsafti, Liris, Mirzerzel. Nichsafti, a double verb, a few may upon him, that whatever happens to a person, whatever doors are slammed in your face, a person is never in this Yaish. And that the emes, as we'll discuss, is the whole idea of Pesach Sheni. Even our Tmei Lenefesh, they feel rejected, they feel whatever. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe says, Afal Pikeh, it's al derech. Gewalt, you remember a hello, a halacha? That on Shabbos, if your son is carrying an Evan, with the Evan is Muktzah, so you're not allowed to pick up your son. Hello? Except when... Hello, folks. Anyone alive here? When are you allowed to carry your son, even though it's Shabbos? If the son has gaguin to his father, even though the son at the moment is carrying the Eben, he's not mukta. That means when a yid has gaguin, he has in his hand something which is a mukta. Mukta machas mius. Or where he has the gaguin zum taten, there's nothing the Ebrish could reject. Hello. That is the kliach of Rosen, because Rosen is megala de etzem and nefesh yiru. I'll give you just a few little tzitzutim from Shor, like a leave of various places, where he speaks about the kliach of Rosen. You remember Moshe Rabbeinu says, Musa to Kal Yisrael, beginning of Mishnah Torah? He says, V'loi avisem lalis. You didn't want to go up the mountain of Eretz Yisrael. And they eat and tie it to the Eibishter. Oh, malach, where could we go? Acheinu, masalu, aveinu. So he brings what's Pshatan, the sportman in Emes. You remember the story with the Rebbe of Zusha, famous classic story, said it 100 times. He was once traveling with a goy, and the goy had a gola full of hay. And someone came to a bump in the road, all the hay on the agola. And the goy asked the Rebbe of Zusha, could he help him pick up the hay? And the Rebbe of Zusha kenched, but he was weak, he was feeble, he was fasting, whatever. So the goy told the Rebbe Zusha, "Ken and Ken's do, vil and vil stunish. You really could pick up the hay, but you don't want." So Zusha, everything that he heard, he learned note to Hiron Avodas Hashem. There's a hay of the Eibush's name, the hay tatol, the Shechinah Kedush, and he has the ability lo ukvi Shechinah me'afra. Ken and Ken's do, aber du vil le'avisem lachs. Right. Even though the Maisa in Oilam HaMaisa sometimes there's Meneas in Ikuvim, and the Bnei Menachem always brought a Raya. But a Raya, you have Oinus, Oinus of one of Patrick. It's a Raya, I'll be Toyer, Emmet, there could be a Meneas in Ikuvim. Or the Rosen has to be Beshlitz. Whether actually you carry it out, there's another Shemitz. But the Rosen of a person has for Godless, for Shlemos, a Raya. Chazal say, B'tchila Olam HaShavtai, Liberius Oilam, B'midas Adin. So the Eibush saw that what? Shena elu miskayim. Midas adin, who perish. Shittafim and midas harach. But the Sforah Makdashim all say, that's that the Eibush changed gears, he changed the modus operandi from midas adin to midas harach. Mikorah Makdashim said, then oilam hamachshava and the rotsen of a person, there's midas adin. And the Eibush judges you, do you want? If you want, you could whatever. And that's chapter 4 in Sforah Makdashim. In Olam HaMaisa, Yishit Evim Zerachim, but in Olam HaShavet, there's Din. And that's that. It's in the Pasuk, V'gam, Vaskam zuis bizmer is the earth say vechem le ma aftem le galtem le khaloisa. The klis ha nefesh, the desire to inform the rakodesh. Even you're in galus, the eivish not moyis, the klis ha nefesh, the rosin of yid. There's a medrash in medrash kehos rabba on the post. Chazisi ish meir b'malach pei l'tei malachim yisyatsiv brings the ma'iz b'chinim ben doisa. He's in his hometown and he finds this gorgeous, huge stone. And he wants to bring, I said this in the past, he wants to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And he sits and polishes it and like shines it. And but how's he going to bring it to Yerushalayim? Hello? He doesn't have a, there's no trucks that size. So he saw a poilin, would you carry it for me? How much 5 sloim? He checked, hotmished. So they wait, and then 5 malachim come down to the Shemayim, they'll bring it, right? And you got to pay 5 sloim. But they say to him, on the condition you give a hand. So Chidim and Doisu with the 5 malachim come and they slept, they carry in no time the Evan to the Shalayim. And then he comes to get in the Lishkos HaGoldes, he gets the money to pay the. And they're gone. And that's that. Chazizi is Mamre Melachtoi, the Mehirus, the Rotsin. By the way, one of the signs of Rotsin, Rotsin comes from the same root word as, which word? Rabbis, folks, earth. Rots. If you're a Zori, you're a Geshmak, you're a Shtukkus, you're a Slavos. Chizmar lifnei malochim yisyatzev, altikr malochim ela malachim. In other words, there's an Evan, and the Evan, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, represents the Yetzer Hara, right? All things with negative. But if you want, right, you could always do it, and you gotta do what you gotta do, and Lakel Goymer like the Abish will ultimately finish up. There was the Port Marinayim, Shemdim Hashemtim. Uvikashtim Misham is Hashem Alikecha, Kitidrishem, the Cholavov Zonash. Misham. Whatever Madrega you're on, you Tinif and Poshim Shel Tachtis, Misham, if there's a Bakosha, if there's a desire to be a Dunish and Mavakish, right, then you'll ultimately get there. As it says in Pasuk, it says in the gorgeous word from Beth Arnold Kalim, Yorzeh, which is recently. Paul says in Tillim, Gidoylim Masi Hashem, Drushim L'chol Chatzayim. So he teaches, Gidoylim Masi, whether you'll be a Godel or a Cotton, you'll read the Kiva Eger, you'll not be a simple Jew, that's up to the Eger. Aber Drushim, you're a Dunish as Hashem, L'chol Chatzayim, anyone who wants. You have a desire, and if you have a desire, Kivi Chashak Rafalteyu, and that is the avod that Kol Yisrael will have b'seif yomav. That is the ikur says in Sfarim. I have no time to elaborate. Moshe Rabbeinu was this kasha by the Machzor Hashem, right? What did the Eibush tell him? He took showed him Mabeya Shel H. Kazere. What's the kasha? What's the teretz? Hello. Yeah. So the Sfarim say, right? Moshe Tikavort. But when Mashiach will come, by the way, it says you'll give a. The shekel as esa beveis nochet, right? We'll give a full shekel. Because the day where the world is incomplete and we're incomplete, but ilum hamaisa, all you could give is what?
Half.
You're not complete, right? So how could a half a shekel be enough? Shteibish to show them a matbeya shel eish, the fire. Once you have the fire, the rotten is beshlemus. Even if the maisa is incomplete, the ikr is the lev. If it is the din and poshet and the mishal melech asks and say, tala hechashkolim, when you give Machzor Shekel, you have to be vachi, you have to be moisir letzibur yofi yofi, with the full heart. Shtel zich teshayla, the Yishmelech asks, that we have a principle in halacha that dvorim shebelev, and dvorim. Who cares what in your heart? You gave it to the tzibur, you made a kinyan, did it. Is the charaya says, the kosher glover, the eretz tzvi, that the ikar of the Machzor Shekel is not the matbeya, they don't need your money, David doesn't need your money, if the ikar is in a sin as halev, the rotz. Right? And by things that are totally in Ratzin, is Dvar Meshebelev is Dvar. The Iker is this Lavus. Therefore, the Pasuk says, like, it's similar, but it's not the same. In other words, the Maise is never Duma to the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah has to be stark. And that's practical. It's Dvar Meshebelev. But by Matan Torah, it says, the Abish of the Kofalei of Harkigigas. I so he says, but he already said, Nasa. Anyone following here? Nasa ben Nishma. So he says, because maybe when they will see the Eishak Deila, they'll be, what's the issue? What's going on here? They said na seven nishim. No, pshat is they said na. Well, seven nishim means what we will do. We will learn. Over the avo, which the emes amatonim neshamayim, that they didn't, that included in our seven nishim. That's the eish. For that, they had to be nekfil. You understand? Al kaponim, what do I see from all of the above? The ikar ba'avoydus Hashem. How do you tap into the blivul, which is the chinas keser, which is our hagonus, etc., etc., dafka through the roth. Okay, after this hakdomo, now we can talk to Shir. 5 minutes left. Going good. This week, one of the places you see this, b'chush, is the story of Pesach. Let me just ask you a question. A close kasha to everyone else. Gemara says in Tzachim Davov, how do you know that Shoylem Vidarshim Shlishim Yom Kedem Achag in Hilchos Achag? Earth, this week's parsha. Because Moshe is standing on Pesach Rishon, second year, and the people come to him on that day, Anachu Tzmeyel Nefeshol, Dom Lom Nigora, and he tells them the Lachos of Pesach. Everyone's happy? Hello? Is right, Shlishim Yom Kedem Achag. So everybody asked the kasha, maybe do it. They asked the shayla, they gave the answer. The Torah said they didn't have to be ma'ir. You could have said, don't bring up a current Pesach. Details to follow. To which everybody asked, but he had to tell them the halachas of Pesach Sheni. Why? Pasha. The Gemara says here in that pehe, so it says in the current Pesach, the etzem loy, you know this kasha, the etzem loy, sishpru loy. What kind of etzem of the current Pesach you know to break? Echad etzem sheyesh b'meich, echad etzem she'ein b'meich. Esher maybe, and you can only eat the meat on top of the bone, but not, you can't break the bone to suck up the marrow. Maybe you're allowed to do it. V'horayah, there's a din in Torah called asei teicha, like to say, so you can break the bone now in order to what? Suck up the marrow. Because since, says the Gemara, since it says by Pesach Sheni again, the etzem lishish b'rubo in the six parsha. And or even though by Pesach Sheni it says the Chukas of Pesach Tatsoi, so why they got to repeat this prat? Is the Charaya is repeated twice? Is therefore what? You know to break. So it's only by the telling me of the story of what a Pesach Sheni do I learn enough to mean halacha in Pesach Rishon, and maybe for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell him the halachas. So then how do you know if I had a reductor that trailing bedarsh inflation or kidbach? Are you awake? Anyone alive? Murray take a cash. No, Tois is not pay asked another cash. How could you have a havamin that you're allowed to break the bone in order to get the marrow? I say the chalais say, the general principle is anyone ever learned Yavamis, whatever, is when do you say I say the chalais say when it's be idni, when at the same time, simultaneous with the lav. With the lazy Makayim Dasei. Here you're first breaking the bone, and afterwards you're top hidden. Answers to Isis that since Karim Pesach, listen here, it's gorgeous. Since Karim Pesach is what? An Asei Sheish by Chorus, which is severe. Therefore, what? You have a Havamina, even if it's not hidden, Asei Decholese. How do you know, my dear sweet holy brothers, that if you don't bring a Karim Pesach, you're Chayav Chorus? Will show me anywhere where it says. Where does it say Yechayev Chorus? For not being a Koran Pesach. This week's Parsha. It doesn't have it in Parsha's boy. Is the Chayev when you only had the laws of Pesach Rishon, you didn't know that Koran Pesach, if you don't bring it, Yechayev Chorus. If there's no Chayev Chorus, have the Kush Pesach Leduch, then it's not Be'idne. If it's not Be'idne, there was no reason to say the whole Parsha Pesach Sheni. You could have just said, as Pesach says, don't bring it until Tefala. Is the, you with me?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Why though did Moshe Rabbeinu, why should he tell them the Alachas Bekitzer? And what's the reason? Moshe Rabbeinu is the lawgiver, the one who gives Torah, the Marcus Torah. And if suddenly this Halacha comes up in Bezdin, why shouldn't he share the laws of Pesach Sheni with the Olam? Hello, said the Pnei Menachem, and it's a Moshe Dikavot. It's a Bezdin Chavisharim. The Yidin, when they came to Moshe with a Taina Lom and Nigora, remember, a few times that Moshe got all mitzvahs on Har Sinai. You see by B'nai Slocha, an exception. Kein b'nei slofcha d'oiris, says Rashi, kach suba parsha suba mot. Avi in Himmel, there's a parsha of b'nei slofcha, which the Eibush did not yet give to Moshe, only then. Right? Here's a different part. It wasn't suba b'morim. The people who were t'nei l'nef, who came with the Moshe, with a geshrei, loma nigora, they were mechadish, a new Indian in Torah of loma of what? A Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni is in Yoni, as the Fidik Rebbe writes for Yonim, as in the Tokai Fafal, you don't lose. And this came, this scream from Unki Nefesh represents the Ishtoigakus of a Yid, the Rasan of a Yid, Loma Nigor. I know the reason, everyone has to, what do you mean Loma Nigor? You say it because I have to pay him left shoulder. The Afal Pikain, I want to have connected to Kal, whatever, they felt intuitively, instinctively. Like I'll get up there, Rabbi Meir said, in Shugura Tzilosi Befi, I know it's Mekubal, they felt that Eivishter is putting these words that Eivishter scream, that what? Loma Nigor. And, you know, Rashi says, you remember? The MS, when was this given the Parsha of Pesach Sheni? Chronologically. On Pesach of the first year. Hello? Of the second year, made up. So this came before Bar Midbar, which deals with the census of Kal Yisrael, which is the Chodesh Hashem. So why isn't that there? So to tell you, we didn't want to start with something which is negative about Eden, because the Eden didn't only bring up a covering Pesach in the Midbar, only the first year, and afterwards didn't bring up. To which everyone asked the Shaila, what is the greatest in Kal Yisrael? There was no Ruchs for this. And therefore they weren't able to mal. And if you can't mal Zechara, so you're popped up from Kavanah Pesach. You're an Onus. Hello. And the answer brought in Sfarim HaKadosh, you could be an Onus from today till tomorrow, till the cows come home to roost. Oh, but if you would give a Geshrei, Loma Nigora, you would have achieved something else. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Indu, what I'm saying now is the Pesach HaKadoshim, Indu, stay here with this. By the way, what did Rashi say on Indu? Imdu says Rashi, Beshma, Kitalmana Mufta Khushma Birabi, Ashri Lud Ishka Mufta Chakhman Shiroitzim and Dabra Mashit. Anytime Moshe wants, you ask the Kaddish, it seems a bit like Gaivadik, you know. Hey, you know who I am? Anytime I want, I talk to the Eibishter. That's not the way of Moshe, the honor of Nikol Odom in this week's parasha. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Moshe Gavort. My Yetzava Hashem Lochem, it's brought from the Bisharon of Kalin, it's brought from the Shinover and other many for him. You come with a broken heart, and the principle, you're the Tmei, and you come with a Taina, Loman Nigora, even though you're an Onus, you're Isik B'mitzvah, Patan HaMitzvah. Or when you come with a Geshrei, Loman Nigora, the Imdu, I want you to stand by me, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Fakir, that in your schus, like by Avraham Avinu, it says, Hu Oymed Aleim, says the Yitavla, what's the Hu Oymed Aleim? Could a chayyur shayt have gotten right again? Yeah, fayyur shemish. Hello? Aye, right? The one who should God oimed al gab. The God who oimed aleim, the Tyson Svarim equation, Malachim are very holy, whatever, but they don't know how to eat l'shem shemayim, because that's not part of their religion. Who oimed Avram Avinu with the God oimed al gab over here. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Indu, stand next to me, because you're the Leib Nishbar Menitcha, you're the one who cries out. And the schut, and then you'll hear my yitzav Hashem lachem in your schut. It's a moiru tikkabot. Al kapan, what do I see from all of the above? A pasha dadach. I'm not going to elaborate. You know the Gemara about becoming the flam, and I've said many, many times. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Haiman, the boy, mehavi chsida, you want to be a chosid, mekayim ili de nazif. Yeah? To learn the bubbles, I don't know, yeah, nazif. Rava says mila the office. Amrila mila the brachos. Hello. So Mordechai Gisler, Shiva tells that a moiru digavort. It doesn't mean that anyone who ever learned the three babas is a chosid, or anyone who learned besak the brachos is a chosid. The ikur kvetches high man the boy lemehavichsida. You have a rosin to be a chosid, mahadir to do the rosin Hashem, then you get it. That's why. After Pesach, how many days of Sfiras HaOmer do you have? 49. Why? So the Keneged the Memches Dvorim of the Kinyonim of Torah. So why do you have 49 days? Why do you have 48 days? Because the Iker, the first day, is to be Koine the Rosen. Once you have the Rosen, Haiman the boil mevechsida. Then you could do the 48 specific levels, and then you could become a Yerushalayim, and then you could stand at Har Sinai, and then you're Mekabel, you tap in through the Rotsin, what we said before. Rotsin is Aaron HaKoyin, Rotsin is Chanukah, Rotsin is Keser, hello, are you with me? And then you tap into all the brachas of the Eibishter, which are given to us this very, very special week, the Lichtigkeit of Teir.
Oh yeah!
I just read now a daughter, my daughter had the name of it.
Mazal Tov Seida, Simcha Seida. Elze Seida, Simcha Seida. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Seafood base, talk about domestic animals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chaya ba'oi shusai. See later exactly what animals we're talking about. The first is talking about not behemoths, chaya and oi. It's a machlokes machaber gemor. The gemor states, mutter, shailut, is it property mutter? Or does it mean just as though it's a degaisa? You've got deers and cats. Mutter le tzoidon. And the Chaba holds its mutter to capture them. And the reason is, even if you don't capture them, for some reason you want it to get into your house now. But the mouse, even if you don't want it to get into your house now, it will come anyway tonight. It comes for its food. It's b'shusay. So as long as it's with a normal temper, it'll come tonight, and it'll come to you. You want it to go now, so you're chapping it from its large enclosure and putting it into a small enclosure, which is tzedah. But here it's not called tzedah, because anyway it would come. So the mechaba holds its mutter, the gemara holds not like that. Mechaba is mutter. As long as it's still full temperate. If it's got angry and it started to be merida, then, also the top song, I feel a bechotzer. If it's got angry and it seems to be so interested in listening to you, so then it's already a whole ma'aseh seder, it becomes an issur d'rabbanan. On condition, you're hopping it in a chotzer godel, shimle godle, bein b'nei yodom, or yitzchichem etzuda. If it is in such a way that im loy godle, bein b'nei yodom, or yitzchichem etzuda. If it would be an animal, which maybe now it's a bit easier, but it's a kind of animal which it's big, that the place where you're putting it is big enough that you would need, with a normal animal, which isn't mamash yours, a mitzuda, a net, or some sort of way to get it in, you'll be chayav. As you say to mechaber, as you see it also. Yes, I remember, the more holds, even a